it's a story about a family, and but there are also physical mementos that, as families do, get passed down.
Right. Right.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, in some ways, and I was interested to hear what you're going to say for a description, because I've tended, while I was working on it and people were asking me about it, I found that I tended to sort of always be saying it's sort of a family saga, but not really. And it's sort of, you know, I found myself saying what it wasn't. I think it's, I always thought of it as a unit, and definitely the family is important, as it, that's probably where it all starts, is the family. And I think some of the things, when I started thinking about it, at the time I was finishing Boys in the Trees, I was thinking about family photographs, because I'm kind of the custodian of all kinds of family, old family photographs going back. And some of these are photographs of grandparents and great-grandparents as children. And I had them on my wall and would get little flashes of nieces and nephews and children in the present day, which is a thing I never would have realized from seeing your grandparents, for example. You don't usually think of them as kids. So that idea of the physical resemblances that carry on in families in ways you never expect. And part of what I wanted to do was, with this book, was to talk about families, about, there are those physical things, there are objects, as you say, that pass down, and by the as you move through the generations, those objects are separated from whatever meaning they had for the original person, and yet people keep them. At least I know I do this with things as well, because they once meant something to someone, and even if you don't know exactly what that is, it can feel important to keep them and maybe pass it on in turn. Maybe ways of thinking, maybe stories that pass down and change so much from the first person who told it. What ends up in my generation may be very different from whatever the original story was, and yet they do pass on. I'm sure you remember your parents or your grandparents telling you things that happened when they were kids, or something that they were told from their parents. All that idea is something I wanted to do in this book, just the way things carry on through time for families, for people, and trying in some ways too, I'm going back to those photographs on the wall, but trying to imagine the people in those photographs with their own thoughts and their own feelings and their own sorrows and everything, the kind of thing that we're separated from by, you know, sometimes 100, 150 years. They're probably not that different from the kind of things I might worry about or think about. So I think the idea of having that kind of connection with the past was really interesting to me.
Did you use your own family as a basis for this, or did you, was this entirely constructed, or the question is like yes and yes and no and no?
Yeah, yes and yes and no and no. Yeah, coincidentally, at the time, maybe it wasn't coincidentally, but at the time I was thinking about all this stuff, I was doing some, just a little bit of poking around in family history at the Ontario Archives and stuff, and this was, so I know for sure there is some real, I did find that there was a branch of the family that, and I'm not giving anything away here, but that had moved up to the Muskoka area, died in a house fire, the house fire burned down. So there are little real things. There were members of one branch of the family that were telegraphers, that worked as telegraphers and did telegraphic inventions. Those are things I hadn't ever known growing up, and those are things that found their way into the book, and a couple of the names that I liked are real. But it's not my family, you know, like as with anything you do. There's always real stuff, and there's probably real stuff in there, and I've totally forgotten that it was real and that it belonged somewhere, because it shifts and changes as you work with it and turns into something else.
The title, My Ghosts, your title, or some marketing genius in the back of Brandon House here?
No, my title, actually. There are a lot of things we all carry our own ghosts with us, and the ghosts of the people we were before, the ghosts of the children we were, I sometimes think trail along with us. ghosts of, you know, our families. In a way, the underlying family, the first Claire and her siblings, are kind of a ghostly presence throughout the rest of the book, in the way I think of it anyway, even if they're not directly involved in whatever's going on. Maybe our whole back to the beginning of time, or we trail all those ghosts with us. And in some ways, I also think, because people have asked me about the my, you know, my, is this your, I mean, in some ways, I really do think characters are my ghosts. Maybe those are the things that, I mean, I'm not saying they're otherworldly inhabitants, because I know I'm making them up out of my own head, but at the same time, they are, it's interesting, I hadn't thought of that before, but if I try to picture any one of the characters, in any of the books, I don't have, you know, a clear, straight 8x10 picture of any, but I have a sort of corner of the eye apprehension of what they look like, kind of a ghostly. Yes, I hadn't thought of that before, but that's very true.
The book is My Ghosts. I've been speaking with the Giller-nominated author Mary Swan, and My Ghosts, published by Knopf Canada.